There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hello, YouTube. Welcome to the number two show. I am your host, Rafe Williams, on a very special episode of the number two show here today with all of you crap heads, all of you doo-doo mongers, all of you Rafeaholics. Listen up. We're going to do, I'm in Austin, Texas right now. So I have pre-recorded this episode of the number two show, and we're going to play a very fun and special game for this episode of the number two show. And it's called Shitty Tutorial. Thank you. That's actually not called that. We're going to play a very special game on this episode of the number two show, and it's called the Improvised Shitorial. Yeah. Thank you. That's right. I'm going to be taking a WikiHow or some sort of article or some sort of, I haven't seen it yet. My producer, Josh, has scoured the internet, and he's picked out something for me to try to dissect and pull apart in real time. Right now, I'm going to be walking the tightrope right in front of you. I have not seen what I am about to dissect, but I'm going to give you my professional and unbiased, educated opinion and on everything you're about to see. So, without further ado, let's get started on a very special episode of the number two show, Improvised Shitorial. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my producer, Josh. Are you there? Producer Josh, are you in the building?
I'm here.
All right, Josh, what I want you to do is I want you to airdrop whatever the article is to me, and we're going to go through it together right now in real time. I hope you guys enjoy it. All right, today I'll be giving you... You really found something out of my wheelhouse here. All right, how to act immortal, cosplay edition. And we're going to go through this and we'll see if I can figure out the best way to act immortal here on the number two show. Let's see. What do we got here? Let's go through it pound for pound, inch for inch, shall we? Immortality is a common trait found in fictional characters, especially those in fantasy or sci-fi. No shit. Choose a character that's immortal. Adopt a style and wardrobe from a long ago era. You should also behave in a mysterious fashion. Woo! Once you've nailed the basics, pretending to be immortal can be a fun way to participate in cosplay. Well, we'll see about that. Step one, assemble your outfit. Look at this shy guy. Look at this little shy boy here. Let's see if we can, I make it bigger? Look at that. Well, first off, the first thing you do is you put a little poop on your finger and you dab it right in the middle of your forehead. That's how you get the ladies at the cosplay fairs. And then you act shy. You're kind of like, am I Dr. Manhattan? I don't know. Maybe. What a cutie. Select a specific character. Well, you could certainly cosplay as your own original character. Yeah. You may want to pick someone from a popular television book or franchise. Completely take on that character. Look inspired. Doctor Who. The Watchmen. That's what this guy is. Game of Thrones. Or... Dr. Bright from SCP. I don't know what that is. You got to be a huge dork. Now, step two, and I think this is important, is you got to get a horn section, okay? You can see right here, an important thing to do is, number one, headbands, horn section, and one girl wearing her father's robe to the cosplay event. That is very important when you're doing cosplay, okay? Now, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to get a guy that's playing the saxophone with his eyes closed, all right? Because that's real sexy time for cosplay. This guy right here is playing Careless Whisper, all right? As everybody dances around in their chosen headbands from a character from the 1960s. And this guy is just playing taps. They're not even playing the same song. This guy's playing... This guy's playing like, and this dude on the sax is like, and I got to tell you, it's a mixture of horny and confused. This guy's so confused he had to sit down for a second. But I guess this is actually saying you got to choose an era. It's best to choose a time period from at least 100 years ago. I don't know why, but it is. And you choose something in the 60s. It may not read as immortal as you just saw. It may just read as, I don't know, from the 60s, which is pretty far ago or pretty long time ago. But apparently you got to go older than that. What you want to do is you want to dress up like a ghost. As you can see here, this lady right here, you want to get bangs first. That's important. Go to your hairdresser or stylist. Tell them, hey, I'm not going through a breakup. I'm not depressed, but I do want bangs. And it's actually just so I can go to the Renaissance Fair. And most hairstylists will understand and know exactly how to cut your hair like a Victorian era ghost. The next thing you want to do is get them titties out like that. Like you want to get your titties out, but you want to hide them. They need to be out, but in. And that's important because that's what Victorian style was. And then everything below the navel should be an absolute mystery. As you can see here, we don't even know if this lady has legs. Does she have an ass? Does she have a flat ass or a big Brazilian bum bum? You're not going to know. There's no way to know. We don't know what. There might be two kids under there trying to sneak into a movie. Okay, wearing it as a trench coat. Cut two eye holes right here and you got a pussy ghost. I don't know if I can say that on YouTube, but I did. So that's where we are. Choose old-fashioned clothing from your chosen era. Research clothing fashions from your chosen time period. Many websites cover the history of fashion through the ages. That's great. For example, say your character's from the mid-1800s. During this time, women wore longer, somewhat tight-fitting dresses. Like I said, titties. You don't have to dress in the fashion of that era. Awkwardly cover up as much as you can. Okay, well, we've learned a lot so far. Now, the next thing you want to do, and this is super important if you're going to go to cosplay as an immortal, okay? You want to have a very small lazy eye, okay? As you can see here, it's very important, okay? If you're going to have, first of all, you need a lot of LA looks, and you got to have a bouffant haircut, okay? And then that's not hard to do. You can achieve that with most over-the-counter hair products, like pomade, perhaps maybe a light paste. The hard part is going to be making one eye half the size of another eye and extremely lazy. And if you can do that, well, then everyone will know that you're Mozart. And then you'll look like this dude, which is cool. Choose an old-fashioned hairstyle. 1500 to 1700s, men wore powdered wigs. You know, I think about that a lot. There was like one guy. Everything has had the last guy to wear it, right? Like, there was one dude still wearing a members-only jacket when members-only jackets went out of style. That means there was one dude in a powdered wig. There was one guy in a cape that was just like, not like, hey, Reginald, capes are out. And he's like, nah, they'll come back around, man. And he just kept wearing a cape, like, after capes were long gone. It's just a dude walking around in a powdered wig and a cape, like, nah, bro. It's like the guy from high school that still has, like, spiky hair and wears Oakleys. Like, that guy existed in every time period, and that's crazy. But anyway, if you look like a Victorian man, you got to have a lazy eye. That's important. All right, next step. Here's what you want to do. The next step is you have to get, and this is important, so pay attention. You need a cock ring attached to a clock, as you can see here. This goes around the base of your penis, this little ring here, and it's basically like you use this clock, you tie it to your penis. Now, you put it in your pocket when you don't want to stretch your dong out. But most of the time, you're going to want to let that hang loose in your trousers because it'll actually make your soft penis a lot longer. And that's important because if you're going to cosplay as a character from that era, you might have to get into some kind of immortal orgy. And you don't want to have like a little soft toadstool penis when that happens. You want to have like your soft penis to look kind of good till you have time for it to get, you know, erect. And a big part of that is tying this weighted clock around it. And that's why it says 3:10, because it takes your 3-inch and turns it into a 10 using gravity. And the cool thing is, like, just to make it non-threatening while you're stretching your penis, wear a very large schoolboy hat with a comically small bow tie. Okay. Cause that'll make you seem non-threatening since you are walking around with basically a cock weight on. Yeah, that looks great. Let's see what else we got. Now, method two. All right. Now, this is very important. What you want to do is you want to terrify a woman by saying a nonsensical thing to her. It's kind of threatening, but it's in the old days, you didn't ask a woman to get her pregnant. You said, I'm going to take the egg, and which is fucked up and would not fly by today's standards. But as an immortal, you have to use old timey language, and you should really put a question mark and not a period on the end of that. It's not, it's like, it's a little less threatening if you phrase it as a question, like take the egg. Huh? Because the way this guy's saying it, it's like he's telling her, I'm going to take your egg. And that's assault. And that sucks. Don't do that. The cool thing to do is ask it in the form of a question. Take the egg. Huh? And then she'll see your cock weight and she'll make a decision. And if you get consent, you can move forward. Otherwise, back off. Consent's important. No matter, even if you're immortal. Remember that. Use dated slang. Say things like, my apologies. Don't sell me a dog. Or rain napper. All right, next up, what do we have here? Okay. Well, one of the things about being immortal is you got to put your hand on your hip and talk like an alien who just got to Earth. Human being. Yes, congratulations. You said a word. And I think maybe this is showing you how to do an accent, but human being. Human being. I don't think that you actually have to do this. This is bad. What era is this from? Like, she's in Victorian garb, but she's talking like she's from Kentucky. I don't understand that. But, I mean, I guess the big takeaway here is change your voice. Say something silly. Now, next thing. This is huge. You got to go out and get a CD player. Okay? And you have to get a specific episode of Time Magazine when Nosferatu was Person of the Year. As you can see here, I don't remember this issue of Time Magazine coming out where Nosferatu was considered Man of the Year, but you know what? He deserved it. He's an immortal. He's made more immortals than any other immortal, and why not, you know? Just because he's not traditionally handsome with his fangs and his long, weird arm and his hunched back doesn't mean that he doesn't deserve. This isn't People Magazine. This isn't Most Beautiful. This is Time Magazine, Person of the Year, Nosferatu. It's huge. Okay? So make sure that you get that issue. Pick that up. Now, the next thing you want to do is challenge Steven Seagal to a fight. This is important. You can't be immortal unless you fight Steven Seagal. And I'll be honest, it's going to be a lot easier than you think because Hokkaido is not real. It is a fake. It's like Tai Bo. I've talked about this on our sister show, The Riz Show. This is just like Tai Bo. But you got to stay in character and you got to fuck Steven Seagal's shit up. And Steven's going to say some weird stuff to you, okay? Like, he's going to try to get in your head by saying stuff. Like, it wouldn't be here today if it weren't for just the right combination of mercury and arsenic. And be like, all right, Steven, what the fuck are you talking about right now, dude? Like, are you rewriting the lines of this script? Because that was not in the original Under Siege 2 movie script. What you want to do is you just want to kick Steven Seagal right in his ding-dong. He's going to try to come up with some kind of backstory. Don't worry about it. Something about Chinese alchemists. And here, now Steven put on a fake mustache in the middle of the conversation, which is fucked up. And he says, I've seen this same story a million times by now. So now there's a multiverse aspect he's going to try to get in your head with. Don't let him do it. Don't let Steven Seagal do it. Just fuck him up. That's the most important thing. Now, you're probably going to at some point get stuck in a conversation about the movie Titanic, okay? Because it is a good movie, and there's going to be somebody that wants to talk to you about it. Don't let them do spoilers, okay? Just because they know what happened with Rose and Jack and the boat, that doesn't mean everybody's seen the movie, dude. So the main thing is no Titanic spoilers. See how pissed this guy is? This guy is upset because this guy broke the rules. So that's important when you're doing immortal cosplay. No Titanic spoilers, or any movie spoilers for that matter. Okay. Now, when you shake hands with people, it's important to say something that's just totally out of left field. You gotta say, I try not to get attached as you shake their hand and you take your finger and you tickle their wrist like this. And what that'll do is that'll trigger a hate response. And they'll probably try to swing on you, which is totally fine. It's not a big deal. But the main thing is, like, you go through your daily life. And at this point, you will be so off-putting to everyone in the cosplay community that you will get to leave and go home, which is more fun than going to anything cosplay. So now you've seen the three methods of my expert opinion in how to, what was this called? How to Act Immortal. Cosplay edition. Now that you know how to be an immortal during cosplay, let's take a look at some of the Q&A on this shitty improvised tutorial. What if someone knew you when you were younger? Probably they won't mention it as they think it's part of your personality. If they ask questions, you can say you're doing it as a prank or just for fun. Maybe they'll even play along. I don't know what that means. That's crazy. What if people start to ask questions and think that I'm crazy? Well, yeah, they're gonna. You're acting immortal and dressed in clothes from 200 years ago. No one's gonna think you're cool. This person says just ignore them. You're having fun and not hurting anyone. It doesn't matter what other people think. You could also try telling your friends what you're doing and see if they want to act immortal with you. Don't do that. Don't tell your friends. Don't drag us into this. You just dress up like a cowboy, and you just walk around Kmart or whatever your hometown, and that's who you are now. Someone asks, why did I get harassed when I tried to do this? Because you're dressed like an asshole. That's why. The community answer says, some people are just jerks who like to be mean. Ignore them. Life is too short to worry about bullies. But yes, that's true. But also, if I go to the DMV and the person behind the counter is dressed like a Victorian ghost, I'm going to have questions. That doesn't make me a bully. I want to know what the hell's going on in that DMV. Let's see what else. Anything good? Is it appropriate at my funeral to have someone say or show a recording of me saying that it was all just a joke? Do you think that people are going to believe that you're immortal for your entire life? And then you're going to have a funeral to be like, guess what, guys? Number one clue you're not immortal, your fucking funeral. There's a good chance. There's a big hot tip for everybody in your life that you weren't pulling it off. They're at your funeral. They don't need to know that you're not immortal. They're literally there looking at your dead body. If you had a fake funeral, this would be fine. But at an actual funeral, wounds could be inflicted. It's best not to rub salt in the wounds and call the death of a loved one a joke. Some people may be able to handle it, but others can take it more seriously. I generally advise against jokes on death. Here's a question that's off the rails. Where can I find sea rations and salted pork like I used to eat? I don't know, man. Probably at a Vietnam-era Army surplus store. But why would you need that? What if I lose all my friends because they're calling me a liar? I'm guessing if you're cosplaying as an immortal throughout your life, you probably didn't have a ton of friends to begin with. So I'd say risk it. You'll be fine. What if someone can hear my cell phone vibrating? Say things like, I can never get the hang of this newfangled technology and such. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a huge issue. Just answer the fucking... No one thinks you're actually immortal.
Rafe, do you think there's anyone out there who's actually tried this?
That's actually went out and tried... Yeah, I guarantee it. I met a guy. I used to go to college with a dude who wore a chainmail hood to math class every day. And I was like, what's going on with this guy? Do immortals eat bananas? Because I eat bananas, and I don't want to stop eating them. Well, I don't think if you're immortal, you can pretty much eat whatever you want. I don't think bananas are going to hurt you all that much. Finally, now that we've gone through comments, let's look at some tips and warnings about cosplaying as an immortal. tips. Talk about how you wonder what the next censure will bring and how you're looking forward to it. Make sure it's only a passing comment. Talk about how good it is you don't have to deal with smelly peasants anymore. Yes, please strike. Please come into an Arby's and in a come into an Arby's with a bow and arrow on your back. Dress like a Native American and tell me how great it is that you don't have to deal with smelly peasants anymore. That'll really make my day. What else? What's another tip? If you get something wrong in history, frown and mutter, nobody gets anything right. Books have it all wrong. Yeah, that's just being QAnon. I don't know. That's just what my libertarian uncle says anytime I fact check anything that he says at Thanksgiving dinner. So, I mean, yeah, I guess you could just do that. Say you remember a historic event. For example, you might talk about the sinking of the Titanic, which, what was the rule? Don't talk about Titanic. This is a bad tip. I told you earlier, no spoilers. And here's a warning. Finally, a warning, and this is important. When talking to people who lived in the past, be careful not to make it sound like you knew the person, unless you're a top-rate storyteller with all the facts down perfectly. I don't know what the fuck that means. I'm assuming that means if you meet another person pretending to be immortal, that you also have to pretend like they have knowledge that you wouldn't have to fool them into the fact that you're immortal, which is batshit crazy. You don't have to do any of that stuff. Just hang out. Have fun. Freak people out. No spoilers. And I think that that's going to wrap up our inaugural episode of Improvised Shitorial. I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of the number two show with an improvised shitorial on how to act immortal, cosplay edition. I clearly gave nothing but good advice. Nothing was tongue-in-cheek. Everything I said should be taken literally, not figuratively, and you should do every single thing I said to do in this video. If you had fun, you enjoyed it, leave something in the comments. If there's something you'd like me to review or a WikiHow that really floats your boat, pop it in there. Maybe that'll be the next episode. But until then, I'll be in Austin all week long. Come see a show at Moon Tower Comedy Festival. Or if you don't live in Austin, just wait, and I'll be back next week to do another number two show with you. I'm Rafe Williams. Thanks for joining me. And don't forget to wipe back to front. Just kidding. Do it the other way. Front to back. You know that. Bye.